We will not be an easy target. We will never roll over and let pain plan our day. We will protect our bodies and fight back by moving. We will do our morning laps, walk our dogs around the block, pass up the elevator, and proudly take the stairs. Because arthritis can't beat us if we beat it first. In the fight against arthritis, you need a weapon. What's yours? To learn more, visit us at fightarthritispain.org. This message brought to you by the Arthritis Foundation and the Ad Council.
Kathy Sewinvac is Chico's sewing machine and vacuum authority, specializing in parts, sales, and service. Family owned and operated for over 35 years, Kathy Sewinvac has a huge inventory and knowledgeable staff to take care of all of your sewing and vacuum needs. Stop by Kathy Sewinvac today on Cohasset Road across from Kmart. That's Kathy Sewinvac, Chico's sewing machine and vacuum authority.
Welcome to the big show.
He could go all the way
to the North Valley's own Jerry O'Lennon.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Is there a heaven? Oh, yeah. It's the place dreams come true.
On KKXX Life Radio, this is Live Local Talk.
Yeah, you know, I can be so stupid sometimes, and here's where I'm just really, really stupid. I used to believe I would see some ministries, and I'd go, you know, why are we helping so many people in Kenya? Why are we helping so many people in these third world countries? And why do we care about this? And why do we care about that? Why don't we just, it's good to donate, it's good to give, but there's so many people here in the United States that are suffering. I'm so stupid. Because suffering is relative. You know, we suffer here in the United States. There are people in this country who are homeless and poor and not doing well. But comparatively speaking, they're living like kings and queens compared to what's happening in other places of the country. And God views us, and he doesn't care where we're from. We're all the same, right? We're all the same people. It doesn't matter if we're from Kenya, if we're from the United States, or if we're from wherever, France or wherever. We're all God's people. And it seems to me, though, that we need to help those that need it most, regardless of where they reside. And that's my precursor into reintroducing Pastor Dennis and Deaconess Lorna Meeker. They run the Compassionate Social Care Ministry in Kenya. They spoke last night over at Redeemer Evangelical Lutheran Church here in Chico. And they did so to explain their ministry and what they do. And we talked a little bit about it yesterday, and we're going to finish up the discussion today. Before I do that, though, I need to let you know, if you liked yesterday's weather of rain, you're going to like today's and all week long. It's just supposed to be raining all week long. Not much else to say. The temperatures are okay, mid-50s, low-60s, but lots of the wet stuff. And also, one other thing, we want you to call in if you would like to attend the Dave Ramsey Total Money Makeover live simulcast coming to Chico this Saturday. You should call right now, 894-7325, to get a free ticket for Dave Ramsey's Total Money Makeover on March 17th. That's this Saturday. Mark Thompson, by the way, is help sponsoring this. He is part of the Titus & Associates Financial Advisors. Mr. Thompson has a few discounted tickets at $25 a piece. If you do not call in time to get today's ticket, 894-7325, give a call. And if you don't win and you still want to attend, tickets, $25 is a discounted price, 899-4804 to call Mr. Thompson to get tickets for Dave Ramsey's Total Money Makeover, which is this Saturday, a live simulcast coming in Chico. Now, back to Kenya's kids, and we're speaking with Pastor Dennis and Deaconess Lorna Meeker, a married couple. They met about 10 years ago in Kenya, and that's a story in and of itself, but we never won't have time to get to, because we really want to talk about the kids that you're caring for. If you missed yesterday's show, they have a home, about a 3,000-square-foot home in Kenya. They have three adults that help them raise essentially 27 kids in their home, ranging from infants to 13 years old. An enormous responsibility, a responsibility that also requires some money. And so I'm never afraid to ask for money. You know, I mean, that's where we, if you need it, you need to ask for it. And so we're hoping that if you're interested in helping these young people in Kenya that to have better lives, that you would give Pastor Donald Jordan a call over at Redeemer Evangelical Lutheran Church, 342-6085. We were picking up yesterday about the living conditions for everybody in Kenya and what it's like. And for those who missed it, just kind of recap, if you will, Pastor, what it's like there.
Well, there's a very large poverty population in Kenya due to a number of things, weather, economy, just the social system of a third world country. And then you add to that the disease, HIV and AIDS. It really has killed the working class of that country, leaving many 1.6 plus million orphans totally just in Kenya.
Your better half next to you, Deaconess Lorna Meeker, what can you say about what it's like for you, the life that you chose to give up, to sacrifice your life in a lot of ways just to do something for someone else? When you go to sleep at night, do you feel what do you feel? Do you feel joy? Do you feel relief that the day is done? What do you, before you go to sleep, what do you think about? Do you think about the kids that you're taking? There are 26 kids that are in your home.
I would say that I'm really blessed to be able to stand alongside these children. And every day is a blessed day for me. It's never, I would say it's not physically tiring when you see the life of a child is transformed. We get these children really haggard, but after living with them for some time, you see the transformation that God has placed for that particular child within our family setup, and you think, I need to do this for another child. The life of a deaconess is that of the physical need of the congregation or of the neighbor.
Do you ever have times where you think, gosh, I would like to have an easier life, physically easier, less demanding, taking care of 27 kids? I know it gives you great joy. I know that I can imagine it does. But do you ever think, oh gosh, I can't keep doing this for the rest of my life?
Not now.
Right.
Not now.
When you get older, maybe.
I do know that sometimes it's physical, you get physically tired, but there's spiritual motivation in what I do.
I think that's what would appeal to me most, would be the knowledge that you're saving a soul. As much as you are feeding somebody food and giving them all of that, and I think that might be because here in the United States, we never have to worry about that. We don't have to worry about kids starving. That is not happening, despite what you hear politicians try to make it sound like. Kids are starving. They're not in this country. Kids are not starving in this country. They have places to sleep. The government does it. We're going to talk to, but they doesn't do it in Kenya, obviously. I'm also going to speak with a volunteer, Kathy Sweet, who goes to Our Redeemer Lutheran Evangelical Church, and she's been to Kenya. She's been a volunteer, and I wanted her to differentiate life here for children and life there for children, and what it means to her to be involved in this ministry when we come back. Jerry O'Lennon here to tell you about ABC Books. If you like good books but don't like paying high prices, then you should try ABC Books. You save money and get quality new and used books. ABC Books is at the corner of East and Cohasset near Walgreens. Stop in and say hi to their friendly staff. They can show you how you can save 50 to 90% off new and used books. You never know what you may find. Call ABC Books today at 893-4342. 893-4342. ABC Books, where saving money is as easy as ABC. As parents, we know there are many options for the education of our children. Champion Christian School has been in our community since 1991. Because of their caring staff and challenging curriculum, their students have gone on to top colleges and universities, including Baylor, UC Davis, USC, and West Point. Champion Christian School is fully accredited, offering quality academic and athletic programs for grades 7 through 12. Visit them online at ychampion.org or call 345-8008 and make an appointment to visit their fine campus. Champion Christian School, educating champions for Christ.
This is Live Local Talk.
Welcome back to the big show. A couple of things we want to pass on before we continue our discussion with these fine people from Kenya. You're invited to join other Christians and even non-Christians, really. Well, probably Christians, because this is the 40 Days for Life effort to end abortion. If you believe that abortion is wrong, you believe it's a sin, if you believe it's taking of life, you can volunteer to pray outside the Planned Parenthood facility on Cohasset Road every Wednesday, especially is a pretty busy day there, because those are the days, my understanding, is when surgical procedures take place of aborting a fetus or a child. And 40 Days for Life will be going through till April 1st. And so they're looking for as many volunteers to go outside and very simply pray, not do any yelling or screaming or, you know, chanting or anything offensive, just to pray. And Mary Waldorf is the contact person for 40 Days for Life, 345-8638, 345-8638. The feature film, October Baby, is coming to theaters March 23rd, 24th, and 25th. It's a three-day run, and it's going to be over at the Tinseltown Theater. It's a feature film. It includes stars such as John Schneider, Jasmine Guy, Jason Berkey, and Rachel Hendricks. It's a feature film called October Baby. It's a pro-adoption message movie. We've had Lou Diaz over at EV Free Church saw it, said thought it was just terrific. And if you want to buy a ticket in advance, you need to do that. It's over at you can go to the Women's Resource Clinic. They actually purchased $7,500 worth of tickets just to get the film brought here. Otherwise, it wouldn't have been shown here. So if you want to get one of the tickets in advance, call 897-6101. Or you can visit the Women's Resource Clinic in Chico at 115 West 2nd Avenue. Okay, back to my guests. I promised I was going to talk with Kathy Sweet, one of the volunteers who's gone in from the Lutheran Church, Redeemer Evangelical Lutheran Church in Chico. She's a member there. She's gone to Kenya to observe it. And but before I get to that, I want to hear about these baptisms. I hear that baptisms are quite unique, and I like to hear this because I like the idea that we're nourishing people with food and clothing and a place to live, but really the spiritual nourishment is important too. Pastor, tell me about those.
This is one of the biggest privileges I've had in the 3 years or 5 years I've had, but over the 3 years I was in Kibera, I was privileged to baptize over 400 men, women, and children. And that even, we even went to a Maasai village where the tradition really has some negative things going on, especially for the girl child. Mm-hmm. And we taught there with a Maasai pastor, and one service we baptized 110.
Is it immersion, or is it in my Lutheran church is a very simple sprinkling on the forehead.
Yeah, we just sprinkle on the forehead. Yeah,
what's that like? What are those like when you do this?
It's a special gift because it's Jesus doing it through my hands, which makes it very unique to the office of the Holy Ministry. It's the most unique means of grace that you can participate in. Closely followed by the giving of the very body and blood through Holy Communion.
How many have you baptized?
Over 400.
Over 400, you said.
Mm-hmm.
And usually they're young people.
Yes.
Okay. But mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, if an adult wanted to come, you'd baptize
them,
right, as well.
That's
sure.
Right.
I want to have Kathy Sweet join in the conversation. She's a parishioner over at our Redeemer Evangelical Lutheran Church here in Chico. And she's also gone to Kenya. Hi, Kathy. Thanks for coming on the program.
Good morning.
So how many times have you been to Kenya, and for how long were you there?
I was there. I've been there once for 3 weeks.
3 weeks. Okay.
Yes.
Describe, first of all, the obvious question is, why did you do it? My guess is you wanted to do something good. I mean, we don't have to take too much time talking about that. You wanted to do something good. Are you going to want to go back, and why?
Yes, I'm planning already to return in the summer of 2013. God willing. I just have to raise the funds to do it. But
so you
definitely.
So what do you what? Why do you do it?
Because I come from a very an abused background as a child, and I was very touched when the Meekers came to see us when I was visiting and saw them in Oroville, and it was just so touching, and I just felt the connection right away. And I teach preschool at Neighborhood Church currently. Yes. Also. And so I work with many children every day. Mm-hmm. There's a great difference between these children and the children that I saw in Kenya.
Describe real briefly the difference. Explain those differences.
The children here, there is a lot of disrespect in children these days.
Yes.
And over there, the children do not disrespect the adults. They're so quiet compared to the children here. They just want the love and anything you did with them. Like, even with language barrier, I can speak a little. And we drew pictures, and they just flocked to you to draw pictures. Draw more. Do you have more?
Deaconess Lorna Meeker, I have that problem with my kids in terms of sometimes I think I just give them too many things, and sometimes because of that there's a lack of respect. Sometimes it happens. I'll continue that conversation. The music always pops up just as I'm getting really deeply into something. So we only have one more segment. It goes so fast when it's interesting. I think people should really get behind something like this. I mean, if you could travel and go there and help, you would. But since you can't, you should help out with money. 342-6085. Call Redeemer Evangelical Lutheran Church in Chico. Find out how you can donate, how you can help. We'll wrap things up when we come back. Tortilla Flats, located on the Esplanade in Chico, now with new chefs and a new menu featuring tacos with grilled chicken, carne asada, carnitas, fish, shrimp, or scallops, burrito supreme, ultimate burrito, chili rellenos, taquitos, nachos, tostados, quesadillas, and spicy Latino steak. Tortilla Flats proudly serves the area's finest authentic Mexican dishes, open from 10 a.m. until 11 p.m. every day. As parents, we know there are many options for the education of our children. Champion Christian School has been in our community since 1991. Because of their caring staff and challenging curriculum, their students have gone on to top colleges and universities, including Baylor, UC Davis, USC, and West Point. Champion Christian School is fully accredited, offering quality academic and athletic programs for grades 7 through 12. Visit them online at ychampion.org or call 345-8008 and make an appointment to visit their fine campus. Champion Christian School, educating champions for Christ.
Welcome to the North Valley's own Jerry O'Lennon.
Ask yourself, what kind of example are you setting for others?
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
On KKXX Life Radio, this is Live Local Talk.
I think I'm about to get some parenting tips from Deaconess Lorna Meeker and Pastor Dennis, married couple who have a ministry in Kenya, caring for 27 kids ranging from, they all live in their home, in a 3,000 square foot home, ranging from ages of infant to about early teens. And the lesson I think I'm going to get is that when you spoil your kids, they don't treat you respectfully. And I want to hear what Lorna says, because I was talking to one of the guests here that you've had on, one of the volunteers, Kathy Sweet, and she was saying that the kids are so much more respectful with your kids in the conditions they live in than for instance kids here in the United States who have so much. Have you noticed? Do you notice that as well?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I think that we, in our community, we still have control over the children in terms of discipline. And they know that they are answerable to the parents or guardians who they live with. And I think that is being taken away from the community in the U.S. Because children know that they can dial 911 They mm-hmm. can't dial 911 in Kenya.
Right.
And that is one thing that has remained. And number two, the children that we have come from different households. And they have nothing, life, they are so hopeless when they come. And when they come to our home, there is that love, and but there's still minimal provisions because we don't have enough to spoil them.
Uh-huh.
So I think that keeps them in check. They listen to what we tell them as guardians.
Right.
Yeah, we have, when they grow up, some teenagers have, of course, teenage problems which we have to deal with.
So the teenage boys are the tough ones, right, Pastor?
Yeah, they can be challenging.
Got two boys and they're approaching that age. What's the best way to handle them when they don't mind you?
We talk and we talk and we talk some more. And we go, we pray, and we study the scriptures, and we just continue that. And then change will come in time, because I cannot, even me, when I'm around them every day, I can't have that mindset.
You lose your patience like everybody, don't you?
Yeah.
Yes.
But they grew up in a situation that I can't understand fully.
Uh-huh.
And so we try to guide them and counsel them through that and get them back to reality of they are loved and that we do care for them, and that changes their whole perspective.
You know, you care for these people. There are three other adults along with you inside your home in Kenya, taking care of 27 kids. And you know, breaking it down, that's about, each of you responsible for an average of about five children. I mean, you're basically, imagine a single parent responsible for five children. That's a very taxing load. I still don't understand how you do it. I have great admiration for you being able to do it. But God bless you for being able to do it.
I don't think we understand it either. And if I could just mention that this has led to us, this Compassionate Social Care Ministries is a registered NGO, non-governmental organization with the government of Kenya.
Mm-hmm.
And the Mercy Arm that feeds that CSC in Kenya is a 501c3 that we have in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And the office is in Seymour, Indiana. And so if anybody would like to get involved, they can make the check out to Compassionate Social Care Ministries or for Kenya's Kids, either way.
Mm-hmm.
And they can either send that to 504 North Walnut Street, Seymour, Indiana,
mm-hmm.
47274. Or if they send it to Pastor Jordan, Church here in Redeemer, he'll make sure it gets where it needs to go.
That's probably what I'll end up doing, because it just makes it easier.
Yeah.
So I would suggest that if you have questions about it, on how to get a check to this fine ministry, really one of the best avenues would be to call Redeemer Evangelical Lutheran Church here in Chico, who has graciously invited Pastor Dennis and Deaconess Lorna Meeker here to tell us about their ministry. Call them at 342-6085. That's the Lutheran Church here in Chico, 342-6085. And talk to Pastor Jordan. You can talk to him personally, and I'm sure he will answer any questions you have. And we certainly, I mean, they need the help, and I always like to say this again, and I'm pontificating, but I know that if we saw these people living in these conditions, and we saw them and we were there, we would do the same kind of work that they're doing. They're no better than us in that sense. That we would be doing the same type of thing, but we're not there. We live in the United States. We have our own responsibilities, and since we can't do that, since we can't care for them the way they are, it is our obligation. It really is our responsibility to throw some money their way. You know, I mean, if every listener, gave, $5, that's about $5,000. Okay, so let's do something like that, and try to help out. So 342-6085. Well, we're winding down on this. Sometimes I talk too much, and so I want to make sure there's anything I didn't share, ask you about. Please let us know that what I didn't ask.
Well, I wanted to thank you, Jerry, for allowing us to come and be on your show, and Pastor Jordan for the work on this invitation and introducing us to you. And we have a lot of things to go on in the future. We have started building a school. Our budget just to take care of the children is like $80,000 a year, but the budget of that just on one school building, that's not the whole compound, is a three-story building, 15 rooms, is $300,000.
Yeah.
So
Are there grant opportunities? Are there foundations that you're able to look at that would be able to help with some of those costs?
We just tell our story to all these different congregations. Mm-hmm. And if any of those congregations are involved in foundations that have money available, I'm sure they share some of that with us. Mm-hmm. But I can't really answer that distinctly. Mm-hmm. But Lana and I are new at this. It's a big learning curve. And we really depend on God's grace and our mouth willing to share with people our story so they understand what we're doing and why we're doing it.
Hey, real quick, I have just a few minutes. Music's going to come up. You two are married. You met in Kenya. Where you're an ordained pastor from where?
I grew up in Iowa.
You grew up in Iowa.
Yeah.
And so you go to Kenya on this ministry and you meet Lorna. How'd that happen?
It started in seminary.
Okay.
When I went to the seminary, her pastor was getting his PhD there, and his wife and children come and lived with me, and she was taking care of his belongings in Kenya.
Okay.
So it all went from there.
Okay, great. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you've been married 9 years.
9 years in August.
You must feel you have a very fulfilling life.
Talk.
Fulfilling life? You're happy, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah, you guys look very happy, and you do such great work. We're out of time. Thank you so much for being on the show. If you want to help, give Pastor Jordan a call over at Redeemer Evangelical Lutheran Church. The number there is 342-6085. Or give me a call here at the station, 894-7325. I can help you out as well. Make a difference to help these kids and help these people who are helping the kids. Thanks for listening. We'll talk with you tomorrow. So long.
Holbrook's Clearance Center, the North State's number one furniture liquidators.
Holbrook's Clearance Center sells national name brand furniture at 50 to 75% off retail.
Come in and see unbelievable pricing on dining sets, coffee and table sets, and complete bunk beds.
Holbrook's also carries dressers, recliners, futons, sofa, and sofa love seat combos.
Holbrook's has something comfortable for every room in your home, and we'll sell you the inventory right off the floor.
Holbrook's Clearance Center is everything for your home.
Open 7 days a week.
Jerry O'Lennon here to tell you about ABC Books. If you like good books but don't like paying high prices, then you should try ABC Books. You save money and get quality new and used books. ABC Books is at the corner of East and Cohasset near Walgreens. Stop in and say hi to their friendly staff. They can show you how you can save 50 to 90% off new and used books. You never know what you may find. Call ABC Books today at 893-4342. 893-4342. ABC Books, where saving money is as easy as ABC.